This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The government has notified the Income Tax Rules 2026, which will come into effect from the 1st of next month. The new rules aim to enhance compliance through stricter disclosures while simplifying tax procedures by reducing the number of rules. The rules mark a major overhaul of procedural and compliance systems under direct taxation. The Ministry of Finance has informed that the rules implement provisions of the Income Tax 2025, replacing older procedural systems and incorporating updated definitions, compliance structures and new reporting mechanisms. Speaking on the launch of Prarambh 2026, a nationwide awareness campaign on Income Tax 2025, in New Delhi yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Act lowers errors, disputes and compliance cost.
So the Income Tax Act 2025 obviously replaces the 1961 Act in making it simpler and fair and clear, with all these instruments which are also being given for people to use it, will certainly set the trend for India to be seen as a very tax-friendly country.
The government has ensured the adequate and timely availability of fertilizers across the country by increasing imports to bridge the gap between domestic production and rising demand. The Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers has informed that there has been a significant increase in imports during the current financial year compared to the same period last year. The Election Commission has issued order to regulate political advertisements across electronic and digital media ahead of the upcoming assembly polls in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with by-elections in six states. According to the order, all political parties, candidates and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. This rule applies to advertisements shown on TV, radio, public display screens, e-papers, bulk SMS, voice messages and social media platforms. The Commission has said candidates and individuals can apply for certification at the district MCMC. The West Asia conflict involving the United States-Israel alliance and Iran is intensifying rapidly. Fresh military strikes and retaliatory attacks on key energy infrastructures in Gulf countries are further escalating tensions in the region and casting a shadow over the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Persian New Year of Navroz. U.S. officials have announced that the Trump administration will lift sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea under a one-month license as the White House tries to bring down soaring oil prices. The pause applies to Iranian oil loaded on ships till yesterday and is set to end on the 19th of next month. On the other hand, Iran fired on Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states and threatened to expand its retaliatory attacks to include recreational and tourist sites worldwide. In response, Israel pounded Tehran with airstrikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will stop attacking the gas field that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of U.S. President. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire are offering Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. They exchange greeting and visit relatives and friends, sharing sweets along with warm wishes. In Delhi, main Eid congregations are being held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr today. In her message, the President said, "The festival gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged." In a social media post, Mr. Modi also wished everyone happiness, good health and prosperity on this joyous occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Parsi New Year, Navroz. In a social media post, he wished everyone a year filled with prosperity and joy and prayed for everyone's good health and fulfillment of all their aspirations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.